Podtacular episode 155, Customs and Creations, for the week of March 25th, 2008. Stupid screensaver.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight. It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My brothers are dead, my family is hurt. And I'm on the ground, no, I'm on the ground.
Well, hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Seth Thorne.
I'm Captain
Bender. And I'm Anorex Recluder.
All right, welcome, guys. Welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, let's start with Duststorm here. Duststorm, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do with the Podtacular community, and how long you've been around Podtacular.
Okay, well, I've been here for probably about 2 years, ever since the days of Spellcheck, back around episode 50. I'm pretty active in the community. I'm part of the Rec Clan. I do the Pod PC part. I'm an overlord and a moderator in the forums there. And some people may have heard of the terminals things and the website that I made. So I kind of get involved in those areas too.
Nice. Cool, man. Welcome to the show. Good to have you here. Moving on to Shotgun Friendly, the infamous Nene Master.
please, close the pod to the end.
So tell us, where is Nene? We must know. Inquire
okay,
minds.
I'll give you a little bit of a background on Nene.
Yes, please do.
I will tell you right now, the original Nene is actually a friend of Facehead. So if you want to know about the original Nene, go over to Facehead. Now, the Podtacular Nene, Nene, or known by scientists in the British community, Nenius Pincus, is a very elusive animal. It's known for its pink standing armor.
Which is why the pinkest part, right?
Yes, of course. Although many say Nene is a girl, many still speculate that it may be a male.
Hmm.
So it's a very interesting thing. So far, no actual photos of Nene have been taken. I'll tell you that. Those who have seen Nene only say that they have seen a pink flash.
I saw one time it was really blurry, though. So, yes. I don't know. It could have been Bigfoot.
You may pick out a recon helmet.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll find the elusive Nene someday. But fortunately, Shotgun Friendly is here to help us with that. And
yes.
Moving on to Anorexic Leader, who kicks my butt all over the place in Halo. Welcome, man.
Wait till you play me, Fumo.
Don't worry, Fumo, you're not alone.
Yeah, this guy's definitely really good. Tell us a little about what you do in the community, man.
Alright, I'm anorexic, and I'm not really anorexic. That's a common misconception. But yeah, I've been around Podtac for about a year now. I'm part of Pod Pros, so I'm on Bravo Squad, even though we don't really do hardly anything. Casual forum goer, trying to get in on Pod PC, but kind of having some technical problems. And yes, I do pwn a lot at Halo, so there you go.
Nice. Well, you go to the God Tactic Bible Study as well, right?
Yeah, I do that. Chucky J, he heads that up, and he does a great job doing that. It's every Monday night at 9 Eastern, so that's 8 Central for me. And we just go hang out and talk about God. It's really fun.
Awesome, man.
I will say that it is a really great time. I haven't been there as much as probably these guys have, but I can definitely vouch that if you are anywhere interested in theology or Christianity in a general, go and check it out. It's a really good time to have, and you'll learn a lot.
Yeah, in fact, we've all been to the study, haven't we?
Yeah.
Wow, how about that? that was actually not planned.
Just put a subtitle, Podtacular.
Yeah, really. That's cool, man. Wow, it's like the Godtacular crew today.
it's the holy podcast.
Right on. This is a
God
this
has
is
enlightened
a,
us all.
This podcast is sanctified.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Nice. Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Good stuff, man. We're going on a little PTL break there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, JBB isn't here, obviously. JBB couldn't make it today, but he is going to be on for the next two episodes. The one right before the last one, and of course, the last one. We have a lot of really special plans for that one. Stick around and stay tuned for that. It's going to be a no holds barred, just, look back at Podtacular and just, you know, a lot of the different stuff we've done there is going to be interviews. There's going to be a lot of, you know, special things from the community. So definitely check that out from the Halo community and the greater gaming community. So something to see there, definitely. Okay, so this is the Customs and Creations show. We're going to be covering the latest custom games that the Podtacular community and the Halo Nation has sent in on podtacular.com. We're also going to be going through some of the coolest maps that people have sent in. So a lot of times those go together, of course, and people have some cool stories about those and how they all work. It's stuff you can also check out in the show notes at podtacular.com to get a lot of links to these custom games and details about creating them yourself sometimes. So why don't we start off, Duststorm, you want to take the first one, man?
Yeah. Let's see, we got John E1000 says, "Hello, Podtacular. I'm going to be very brief with this message because I'm in the major hurry to get something into you guys. Anyway, I have a new PvE, that's player versus environment, map for you guys to view. I have named it Saw after the awesome DVD I got Saw for." Wait, what?
That movie Saw, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he's saying that he's naming it after the movie after he saw the awesome DVD.
Okay.
Hmm.
That makes a little more sense. Okay. Okay, basically, all you have to do is survive every room without your entire party dying till you reach the end. It's on Foundry, of course, and I had nothing but positive feedback on it. Unfortunately, it is not currently in my file share due to the fact I'm trying to make it as perfect as possible. I'd like to give a shout-out to Johnson is gone, who gave me the awesome idea. Keep on fragging trucks that have that stupid license plate cover. My other car is a warthog. I hate that so much.
Wow. Wonder why he hates that so much.
Chaz, I got a quick question on the fragging thing. Do you consider fragging a good thing?
Well, only if you're fragging trucks.
Because, I mean, like, some people will say, like, keep on fragging so-and-so, or keep on fragging this or that, like, like they say it's a compliment. Do you consider it a compliment? Because I don't want to be fragged.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, it just kind of came out, just so I can explain actually how that started, for those that don't know. For some reason, I mean, I've mentioned this a couple times in the podcast, but, you know, you miss a couple, stuff like that. Some people get started later. So real quick, the way that started is that Spellcheck and I, in some of the very early episodes, he was saying, towards the end, he was just like trying to say something to finish up, and he said, "Keep on trucking." And I said, "Keep on fragging." Actually, the other way around, I said, "Keep on trucking." He said, "Keep on fragging." And then I said, "Keep on fragging trucks." And then for some reason, that stuck, and we've said that like on every episode since then. So that's where the fragging trucks came from.
Slogan of Podtacular. If you know Podtacular, you're going to say, "Keep on fragging trucks."
Podtacular. Yeah. It's frag truckalicious. Yep.
I consider it frag delicious. I'm not sure what a truck's taste like.
It's delicious. Okay.
Very tasty.
Very much so. All right, you're up. Shotgun, right? You're up.
Okay. X Space Gig X Space says, "What is up, Podtacular? Though I have created a racetrack and a forge similar to the Forge Hub's Bungie 500 track. It has the same type of bank turn that creates half a circle around Foundry. Then it twists around and swerves, then it's right back to the turn again. I'm sorry, it's not very long because I ran out of space and materials. I hate when that happens in Forge. This map is on my file share, and I also have a game track. Racetrack is on there too, which is awesome for any racetrack map variant. My gamer tag is X space G space E space E space G space X. Trying to get it perfect here. No space."
With no spaces.
No spaces.
Sometimes you gotta read ahead a little bit, man.
You went through all the place. Yeah.
That was great.
That's cruel. I also want to give a special shout out to Fumo Jai. Well, here you go, Fumo. Thanks for helping us with the Halo 3 interview. I didn't know you did an interview.
Yeah.
We're really cool, and we really appreciate it. Keep on fragging blue tubes who eat pudding sprinkled with emu feathers and green alpaca fur. That sounds messy.
Yeah, I'm not interested in any of that kind of pudding myself. Probably steer clear of that. Have you guys played Bungie 500, though?
Yes, I have.
That is a sweet map, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool. Remember when we were playing the other day, and I ended up hitching like two or three rides, and then at the end, I ended up spidering Logan Payne like twice.
Yeah, it's kind of fun because like you can actually like jump on the back of a mongoose and then just like beat down the person who's driving. You're like, get over here, you know, pow. And then it's just like the guy's going, and then he's trying to get off the mongoose, and then you're stuck on the back, and then, you know, then there's this battle to who can see who can dismount and then beat the other guy. Exactly. Yeah, but that map is awesome though, man, with that bank turn and everything, and then it's really cool.
You have to really practice for that turn though.
What's that?
You really have to practice that turn if you're going to get it though, because it's
hard to
get.
Well, I'm not sure you
have
to really practice that whole map sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. It's like you got to really you got to crank it more to the left than you think you would. You know, you think you would be able to just get into that and it almost steer itself around. But you really got to crank it to the left to be able to stay low enough. But yeah, it's tough, man, because there's no like borders along the edges, and it's easy to go right over the top and then having to start over. But it's fun though. Dang, that's a cool map.
It's like, boom, dang it.
It actually worked pretty darn well for a lot of people too. You know.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you get bumped by a random person going backwards on the map trying to make a great video, aka me, you'll get hit.
Anyway, that was cool. Cool.
And no, I've never made it a full lap backwards.
That would be interesting.
I tried for an hour. I couldn't do it.
Wow.
Wow.
Time well spent. You're going to look back on that when you're 50 and go, gosh, I love that time. I went backwards for an hour.
All right. Painkiller 05 says, my favorite game has to be the King of the Hill type created by 4chub and was recently played in the last Hump Day Challenge called Splatter Hill on Barrel Blaster. It's basically a race platform with a hill on it and four stairways that go up to it. As Bungie said, spools, barrels, and other giant physical objects spawn on ramps at the top of the map, then roll down into a man cannon and shoot across the hill. Whenever you're not in the hill, you lose points. It makes for a very exciting game with lots of carnage.
Have you guys played this one?
No, I have played that one. I personally have it on my 360 at the moment.
Okay. Well, that one's really fun. I played Barrel Blaster. Unfortunately, I didn't have the Splatter Hill game type that makes you lose points when you're not on the hill. But I played it with King of the Hill, and I mean, it was mighty fun with just that. I mean, it's like you got this... What it doesn't really say there is actually you have this platform that's raised almost to the ceiling where you have...
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah. Where you have like two ramps at... two stairways at 90-degree angles to each other, and one is, you know, to where it's like the size of two stairways. So that's how high up the platform is, right in the middle of Forge. And then it has a hole in the center, and there's no walls on it or anything. And it's just on all four sides of it, there's these man cannons pointing towards it, and then these things spawn and then get thrown in the man cannons and launched across it and knock you off and everything. So yeah, it's really fun. It's like sometimes you go up there and you're like looking at the other guys and you're like, all right, I'm going to take them out. Here goes a grenade, and then pow, and you get hit by like a dumpster or something go flying across the map. You're like, oh.
Yeah, and you gotta be careful because there's that hole in the middle. So sometimes you can get hit by stuff and get pushed out of there.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
There's also that active camo at the bottom too. So since the whole game's filled with shotguns, it's really key sometimes to pick that up instead and go up there and just kill everybody.
I didn't even know that was
there. I joined in a game that Fumo was playing, and everyone on the other team went for me because I joined in about 2/3 the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I got killed probably every 20 seconds, either by a fusion coil, by a dumpster / spool, or by a nade from the other team.
I remember that. Actually, we played that one on Low Hill, which is always fun to set scoring to minimum on King of the Hill. And that was a little crazy because one thing you got to do on Low Hill, it's very important, is that you close the party when you start the game. Because if someone comes in, they're going to ruin that team's score, the team that they join, because they instantly have zero and everybody has to have a minute on, you know, 1 minute Low Hill. So it actually brings your team back to zero as soon as someone joins. So I forgot to do that, and Duststorm came in and we were like, Duststorm, you got to get some points, man. And he's like, sorry, dude. I just showed
and
up.
They were desperately trying to get me up there, too. Yep. I mean, it was hectic.
It was. That was really hectic. But that was a super fun map, though. Anyway, what do we got next here?
I got my tip.
Go for it, man.
Okay, this is my tip. I say, now let's go back. Oh, yeah. Now let's go back in time to the days of Halo Combat Evolved, and let's look at the older maps.
Ah, the good old days of Frankers and patriotic flags.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just had to do it.
I had a feeling there was going to be a comment on that anyway. Anyway, now some may know this map as Janitor's Closet, as said by Simmons. I don't know if you guys remember that from Ever Since Blue, but
yes, I do. Favorite episode.
Yeah, but Chiron TL34 is coming to you from yours truly. Thank you. It's a map I'm making in Foundry. It's still in the works, but it's looking great so far. The map should be in my up by the time this airs or nearly complete. Check out my file share. So yeah, it's taken me about a month to make this map so far, and I'm starting to run out of materials, so I'm having to remake a lot of the stuff, but it's coming along pretty well, actually.
Nice. Good stuff, man. That's cool you're making Chiron again. That was way cool. That was a sweet map. There's a lot of good Halo maps.
If you want to know how badly I bent my back for this, I went into Halo CE and drew out every single room and where every teleporter went.
Oh, wow.
Well, I will tell you, I will appreciate that because I remember that very well, and I used that with the shotgun to my advantage.
Yeah, that was the ultimate shotgun map, dude, with teleporters everywhere. Ugh.
Yeah, I used to suck at that map because on, like, CTF, I would always get lost of what teleporter I was going through, so I'd never make it back to the base.
You're on CTF. I know, that's what I want, you know.
It's so hard to get disoriented there.
If you go on to Halo PC, which I do a lot since I'm do the PC clan, there's quite a few games that are played on Chiron, and there's usually one good CTF game on there.
Hmm.
I never played CTF on Chiron. I would get lost. I would run into somebody's shotgun. You would get fragged or you'd get stuck before you came out.
I never played CTF on Chiron. That means you've never lived.
Ah, well, most of us have never lived then.
I'll tell you.
We're all dead.
Yep.
I played it, and it's a hectic thing, but I mean, it's not my favorite. Give me a shotgun game slayer, I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, there's not very many options when you come out of a teleport and there's a guy with a shotgun there and you don't have one. And,
you know. Unless you're laggy.
Yeah. And you have like a rubber band.
If you're lagging, it makes it that much worse.
You have like a Nerf gun and you're like, come on, sucker.
Yeah. So who's next?
Let's see. We'll take the next one, I guess.
Oh, I haven't seen one yet.
On to number one gangsta. He says, hey, Podtacula, number one gangsta here. I don't know why I'm talking like that. That's not even close to a gangster accent. I can't even get close. He says, or you can call me by my my Riley Polk, my real name. Really gangsta sounding, ain't it? Okay. I guess not. Anyway, the day after Halo 3 came out, I made a map where I placed like a dozen teleporters in the center of Guardian and put grav hammers and flame grenades all over the map and energy swords. Basically, you would be under fire and then entering the teleporter and then end up right behind the guy who was shooting you. It's up on my file share. And it's called Awesomeness. Awesomeness. Okay. Also, thanks, this is my first real submission. Thanks, number one gangsta. Keep on fragging noobs who pilot airplanes carrying hippopotami, chickens, chupacabras, and chocobos to Nene's lair to eat them and use their skins to make flesh-colored anus armor. Wow. That was a pretty good one, actually. Chupacabras and chocobos.
Well, where did chocobos come from? I know where
that's from Final Fantasy, dude. Remember the old chocobo?
No, I know what chocobo is, but I mean, like, where did that come from? Spectacular.
Well, it's here now.
Right now.
Yeah.
That's what's the last days of Spectacular.
Nene and Venus armor came at one time.
Yeah, the carcasses of chickens, chupacabras, and chocobos in Nene's lair.
Wow.
Naturally.
There we have it. So Nene has a lair?
Yeah.
I guess so. It's his hidden lair. It's
still not sure what Nene is.
It's a secret fortress under the ground.
Actually, it was made in Forge, but then destroyed.
Oh.
Yeah, you should make Nene's lair in Forge. That'd be awesome.
I was working on it, but then a bunch of like evil people came and like besieged it. I survived for 10 hours, and I was like, screw it, I'm quitting.
Well, I'm sure number one gangsta can help you, man. Anyway, who's up next?
Like, I guess I am. Uzumaki says, hey,
here we go again. More technical difficulties.
Hey, Podcatcher. It's a Monkey here with three new Forge maps. The first one is called Maze 2. It's on Foundry and made for CTF. Two teams start at hallway area with two identical storerooms. Outside is a huge maze filled with cubby weapons and stickies. The map can get very confusing at times because of all dead ends. Okay, so because of all the dead ends.
Yeah, I'm not real hip on maze maps. I mean, I guess some people get into, like, the challenge of actually making it through the maze, but I definitely wouldn't want to actually try to get in a fight on one, because it's like you walk around for 20 minutes going, crap, where the how the heck do I get out of this thing? And all of a sudden someone comes up with a shotgun, or someone finds a way to jump on top of part of the maze and starts firing at you. Like, where am I getting shot from? And you die.
I got it. You're right here. Let me on your head. I'm going to frag jump up, and I'm going to kill everybody, grab the flag, and then do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's amazing. I'm taking the easiest way out.
Wow, man.
Next two maps are Airborne V2 and Airborne Crash, located on High Ground in Valhalla, respectively both designed for Team Slayer. Yay! The unique thing about these maps is that most of the ally spawn points are in the air, thus simulating a parachute drop at each spawn like Medal of Honor Airborne.
Hmm.
On V2, the allies start with human weapons, including two mongoose and a hog. The axes start with cubby carbines and other various weapons that no vehicles. On the look for the axes.
That's kind of a cool idea.
I'm joking. I hated them. The allies must get from beach to base to fight the Axis, but be careful as there are fast respawning artillery shells following around on the front of the base. As a note, the hog and snipers do not respond, so use them wisely. Hmm. In Crash, allies start by the Pelican with a lot of ammo and a tank, while the Axis have three different spawn areas located at both bases and at a machine gun nest. All three located include Banshees to help battle the tank. Both bases have lasers. The allies can either attack quickly or wait for the air support, a Hornet that is coming in at 180 seconds after the start of the game. As well as heavily defensed, there are also artillery shells, fusion cores from the sky that fall from the sky. How ironic. Well, those are my maps. You can check them out on my file share, but my Bungie name and my gamer tag is Uzumaki15. No spaces, people. Anyway, I'm sad to see Podtacular. Dang it! I'm sad to see the podcast go, but I hope PodTV can fill the soon to be void. I understand where you're coming from, and I wish you both good luck. Anyway, thanks for making this great podcasting community. I hope to see more on the forums. Keep on fragging the great Chuck that only you guys can frag. Until next time, Spartan P51 out.
All right. Those maps actually sound pretty cool. With airborne, it's like you're parachuting in, and you got artillery dropping all around, and pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the World War II kind of style maps. Like, I love playing D-Day and Omaha Beach. It's just so fun.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I can play those ones over and over, man.
The thing with them is that you need to have like a 6-8v8 party, or else it just kind of gets a little boring.
Yeah, you really do. You do have to have a pretty big party on that. And
but I mean, they make great films.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's cool.
Oh yeah. Get a system link and go do that. You'll have no lag whatsoever. And I mean, it's just pure enjoyment.
You know, it's really cool too. How, like, he was talking about how how air support spawns like 180 seconds into the game, kind of like on the on the one on where it's the attack on the wall, where they have the tank spawn in the middle of the game.
Oh, yeah.
That really kind of turns the tide for your team when you're like, oh, man, this ain't working, we're not going to get it, and then these tanks spawn, you're like, oh, yeah, now it's on. So it kind of changes the whole complexion of the game, really. So that's pretty cool. Cool idea. You know, that reminds me, he's talking about Crash. There's actually a recreation of Crash from Call of Duty 4 that I played recently that was on Forge Hub. So you know it's like a quality map.
That was a good map.
There's a game type for it as well that goes with it, and it really makes it like Call of Duty 4. They actually have a really cool feature too. In different places on the map, they have a custom power-up that spawns pretty frequently. And when you grab it, basically it's a run power-up. So it lets you run for the same amount of time as you can in Call of Duty 4. So it's like, yeah, I mean, it's really wild,
cool.
You know? They even have the speed is the same, the weapons, of course, are all human weapons, but also the damage is about the same, to where you can take a couple shots and you're down, You know, there's the helicopters recreated with boxes. It's pretty amazing. It's an awesome map. You guys should check it out at ForgeHub.com.
Yeah, well, I don't have the game type, but I played it on SWAT, and just as a SWAT map itself, it is a really amazing map.
Sweet. Good deal. All right, so that's a couple more. What else we got?
PhoenixFire03 says, "Hey, Pontacular, I have a map I just made. It's called Cellblock 45C, and it's an infection map on Foundry for the cops and robbers variant. But anyway, there are two bases on each side, the smaller base being for the robbers and the bigger one for the cops. Each base has a warthog and two mongoose. The cops base is three stories tall, and on the top floor there are two turrets. Right below on the second story is a weapons cache with shoddy snipes, BRs, ARs, rockets, firebombs, and splashers. Pretty much any weapon imaginable. The weapons are the same for the other side. The robber's base is much smaller, and it has equipment unlike the other side. One last thing about the map. When you spawn, you will notice six teleporters that lead to the six cells beside the cop's base. Warning, if you are a cop, do not go into these, for you will be stuck until the end of the round. I did not make the game variant for this map, so you will have to make it on your own. Sorry for the inconvenience. P.S. By the time this episode airs, I should have a new map done called Marvel Ruby 2. Okay. Check it out, and you can. It will be on my file share ASAP. Keep on sticking Chuck Norris, for he killed the legendary Nene.
I doubt that. I doubt it.
Not happening, man.
Chuck Norris may be an incredible man, but he is no match for Nene.
You know, amen. I think Nene might be able to just roundhouse Chuck Norris into oblivion, man. You never know.
I got to make up a name that makes fun of Chuck Norris. give me 5 seconds. I'll think of one.
Chuck Norris? But Chuck Norris doesn't have recon armor, so apparently Nene will win.
Yeah, good point.
That's true.
But I think Chuck Norris has anus armor, though.
No, he has boots of steel, because remember, what happens when Chuck Norris kicks you?
A roundhouse kick to the face.
Yep.
what's going through your head when Chuck Norris roundhouse kicks you in the head?
What's going through your head?
You know?
His foot?
You know what's going through your head?
His freaking foot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Lucky yes. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. All right. Well,
I think
this is what we learned in school today, kids.
I think the next one's yours, Fumo.
I think it is. On to Near Swordsman 1, who says, "Hey, Fumo, JVB, and Podtacular people. It's Near Swordsman 1 here again. I just want to drop a quick line about an awesome map I made in Foundry. This stemmed from an idea I got from a random guy in matchmaking that said the ghost kind of looked like a skateboard. I ran with this idea and thought that it would be funny to make a skateboard park for ghosts." Oh, nice.
Nice.
What a cool idea. Dang,
awesome.
Man.
That would be awesome.
Dude.
Where do people come up with this stuff? After some experimentation, I found that not much would work. Oh, crap. However, I found that I could make a half pipe. And that's exactly what I did. I made it in Foundry, and it is made for ghosts and choppers. I used
the... Now, the chopper I can see as a skateboard, because that thing goes flying for miles.
Oh, yeah, man. I used the save-cancel flow glitch for the construction. This is up on my file share, and I also made a blog post about it. Keep on fragging jambalaya. Near Swordsman 1. P.S. Thanks for all you guys did for the Halo Nation. I sincerely thank you. Well, you're welcome. Yeah, that would be awesome, though, man. I mean, you could do, like, big airs, kick flips, and try to do, like, board slides across the rim and everything. That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Man, what a cool idea.
All sorts of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Now I just need the judge's booth.
What's that?
Only one thing, though. He shouldn't keep fragging jambalaya. I mean, I like jambalaya.
Yeah, jambalaya's fantastic.
I'm from Louisiana, man.
Oh, that's fighting words right there.
Yeah, that.
I know, man.
For a duel, in my opinion.
Yeah. You're supposed to be your 1v1.
Okay. We're gonna stick number one gangsta on him, man.
The flag has been thrown. Never mind. I still have not gone against JVB from that one. I'm so like called the co-host versus Minion. I still need to get in contact with him for that duel.
Well, he'll get you someday when you least expect it.
Of course, like right now. Wait.
All right, who's next?
I guess I am.
All right,
Mr. Buddha says, "Wow, this is my first and last time sitting in stuff for a show. Well, anyways, I was actually..."
Close enough.
Once again, horrible grammar and spelling has attacked us.
Acuyally. We don't make this stuff up. They really do send in stuff like this, you know?
Download Firefox. There is a tool that has spell check in it.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, in fact, I think I might just take a picture of all these mistakes just to prove it. I got a program right here open. I'm going to do it after the show. We're not making this stuff up. People actually spell this and send it to us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I was actually planning... Planning. It wasn't even planning. It was planning.
Playing zombie, dude.
Gosh. I don't know.
You're really stuck in that word, aren't you? You're like, a-pling, 20 minutes later, a-pling, blah, 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 blah.
You mean playing.
Yeah.
System error. Must reboot. Cannot process word.
Ah. Oh, boy. Okay, well, I'll try to read it this time.
All right.
Anyways, I was actually playing zombies from Halo 2 and brought back so many memories from Halo 2. Humans had no shields and just shotguns, and zombies have normal speed. No speed is crap. And swords. Sad to see the podcast go.
Bad face.
Yeah.
I just had to throw in some RVNG.
You and your verbal emoticons, man.
Also, notice he spelled shotgun as if he was saying scotch gun.
Yeah, he said scotch guns. I didn't catch that one.
Scotch guns. I would love to drink.
Scotch! Scotch!
You just get drowned with it.
Oh, man.
It's like you shoot it and then you just drink. Shoot it, take a drink. Shoot it, take a drink.
Eventually, you probably would die, actually.
Eventually, it kills yourself.
Yeah.
It's the most close-range weapon you'll ever see.
Jeez.
It has a little handle on the top so you can put more stuff.
It just has like a reservoir and you like pour scotch in by the bottle.
I need to fill up.
Yeah. You like go back and you're like, oh, gotta reload. You'll have to like run back to this gas tank thing and just start pumping it in there.
You're like sitting there, you're like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, people are coming.
I gotta get as much as possible.
Gotta shoot more scotch at these guys. Come on, Lottie, I gotta shoot some. I can't even do that, dude.
Anybody here got a Scottish accent?
Yeah, I just failed to try and do a Scottish accent. Oh well.
Okay, Delta Snow said, adding to my narrow submission, I'm also making a map on Ratsnest. It is called Front Porch and goes with the variant Back Door. Simply, everyone spawns in a small room with the world's favorite weapon, the pistol. Luckily for the pistol people, no one has a shield. There's a rocket launcher in the middle. These are in beta form simply because I have not yet tested them out. The beta version is in my file share. And lastly, frag the truck Nene, frag the noobs and modders, frag the minivan, the anus armor, frag spellcheck, Fumo Jai, JVB, frag Bungie, Halo CE, PC, and 3, frag the Confident, the Forerunners, and the UNSC, frag the guest toast, that's not nice. The submitters of the listeners too. Frag one footed purple belly squirrels. Frag the creature that invaded JVB's house. Frag the whole Halo universe. And I read it all right here on Podtacular, people.
Dude, that's like almost poetic. That actually makes me think it's some kind of limerick or something almost. I don't know.
Somebody needs to read this in a Shakespeare voice.
They do. Well, you guys can do that on your own time.
Yeah. Okay, I guess the next one's in yours, Anorexic.
All right. The Russian Kolob says, hey guys, it's the Russian Kolob once again, and I'm back. I haven't been able to do much at all with respect to Podtacular lately. Sorry about that, just a whole lot of school going on. Anyways, back to the map which I made. It's called Gauntlet. It is the best map I've ever made and has taken the longest to organize. It is a 4 level, including the ground, arena/maze with tunnels and everything. Hmm. It is on Foundry and is almost 100% complete except for spawn points. I haven't gotten around to putting those in, so for right now, it's a free-for-all map. In the arena portion, there is an open area where turrets are on the upper 3 levels and spread out around the levels.
This makes the entire open area, which is the easiest way to get from one side to the other, a run for your life. The maze is to the other side of it and is complete with twists, turns, dead ends, and occasional hidden goodie. It is on my Fallister if you want to try it out, so have fun. Keep on fragging those big trucks that guys drive because they suffer from little man syndrome. Later.
Ooh, ain't that the truth?
That is true.
Oh. I'm glad that you fragged those in my head.
Don't you have little midgets in your dreams that chant, Spunker, Spunker, Spunker?
No! Be quiet, midgets! Exactly, man.
You've been watching too much Willy Wonka, and I'll get off of it.
I'm Augustus Gloop. I'm like, no, I'm fat. Yeah, but...
Talking about the Spunker, haven't we gotten into an argument whether it's Spunker or Spanker, Fumo?
I believe we did. I'm going for Spanker, and that's my final answer.
I say Spanker as well.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you right now why I believe it's Spunker, and I'm going to do this really quick.
Right.
The word Spunker, S-P-N-K-R, and pronounce it singular, Spunker. You get Spunker. That's why I believe it's Spunker. And it sounds much better than Spanker. Spanker just sounds almost like...
Wow. You're putting a lot of thought into this.
It sounds like almost like you're abusing little children. Spunker sounds more... It sounds like a weapons nickname, in my opinion.
No. Okay, I got a rebuttal for this one. Okay. Why in the heck would you call a rocket a Spunker? I mean, okay,
yeah.
Think about this, honestly. Think about this. A rocket is a huge gun that you spank people with, okay? Think about it. You spank them because it's awesome. Therefore, it's a spanker. Why would you call it a spanker? Honestly.
You say, get over here, bend over, you're a bad boy, and you spank him with a spunker. Spanker.
Yeah, come on, man.
Spunker sounds better, in my opinion. Now, your opinion is as legit as mine, but I'm just saying, it sounds very much interestingly spunker.
Well, we can argue the merits of which which acronym is which way it's pronounced properly later, but yeah, that one's the jury's still out on that one, I think.
That's saved for a different episode, which is not many.
Spunker versus Spanker, you choose.
Final showdown. I think that's gonna end up being a poll on the community.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's gonna do it, and if they don't, I'll do it.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, actually, about this custom game that Russian Club sent in here with the multiple levels. There was one I played recently that was also on Forge Hub, which I can't recommend enough for you guys that like customs to go on Forge Hub because they have the coolest maps. And, you know, Bungie said they're working on their web system so you can more easily identify cool content on there. But in the meantime, they said they're depending on sites like Forge Hub to be able to pick out the cool content and to be able to share it with the community. Forge Hub has this one where it's actually, I believe, a three or four level map. And, there's entire, like, those walls and stuff that are spread out horizontally like a floor. And the guy did an amazing job on it. I mean, they're all interlocked and even all the way across. And what's cool is that you would think, like, okay, yeah, a building with four layers, you know, would be a big deal. But what's cool about it is that it is gigantic. It's very wide. So you have this huge, like, running area to where you're basically, like, mid-range across the different floors. And you go up, you know, stairs into the different floors. And it obviously lends itself very well to an objective-type map, whether it's CTF or Assault.
Is it a map called Depot, I think?
I think so.
It's meant for, like, SWAT or something?
I'm pretty sure. I played it with Assault, and it was really fun on that, even though it was kind of uneven teams. But it turned out really, really well because, like, where the rockets and sword were, like, super powerful in that. But, it just turned out to be a super fun map because, like, even though it's, like, this building with different floors, it ended up being, like, mid-range battles that you were getting in. And, you had to ascend the different levels. It was like climbing the floors of a tower to the, you know, to the boss at the top kind of thing. So it's fun, man. Super fun map.
Is this the one where we had the moving King of the Hill?
I think is called a different level. And that one is kind of like, what is that like?
I think of it as kind of like Midship.
Yeah, I was actually thinking like that too, in a way. But it's a little bit different map. It actually has like a platform in the center, but then it has ramps to all these four different sides, and then it has ramps all the way around. It's a really cool map too.
Yeah. I have that map for the MLG type, and it's really fun.
Yeah, see, that's actually a cool map for like King of the Hill games, or also the moving King of the Hill, of course, Crazy King, or Slayer or Team Slayer games. There's a lot of different action that can be done in the map, like different kinds of jumps, a lot of different cover in different places that's, you know, well-placed, and weapon placements and everything else. That's a fun one, man.
Yeah, I like how there's that one box in the middle that's, like, kind of catacornered, and they have the eyeball spawn in there.
Yeah,
it's really, really neat how they did all that. It's actually a glitch map. Like, I try to go in Forge with it, and if you go in there, you can't change anything, because it's like, money-budgeted glitch.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, everything's in a lot. You can't hardly do anything with it.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's
solid map though.
It's my favorite map off of Forge Hub that I've seen.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Talking about like old memories from Halo 2, like you guys mentioned Midship, it was like Midship. Did you guys read Bungie.net just today? Because you won't
believe
it. Yes,
I did.
Yes, Lockout.
Lockout is back. Blackout.
That is the one that the one map that is going to make more people happy in Halo 3. I'm so glad they did it. I really didn't think they were going to do that because of them saying that Guardian is the spiritual successor to Lockout. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, I guess they're not going to make a Lockout then.
Guardian's a great map, in my opinion. It's a great map, but it doesn't stand up to the praise and appeal of Lockout. And also, do not forget Avalanche.
Yes.
I'm praising the Lord. Sidewinder is back.
Classic right there.
Yep, definitely.
You know what? I had a friend tell me that they're betting $5, and I took up this bet that somewhere on Avalanche, they have some sort of memorial to Jimmy from Red vs. Blue. And it has some sort of quote, he died an impossible death.
Hmm. Well,
you don't remember who Jimmy was, do you?
Oh, yeah. That's whenever he got me with the skull.
Yeah. Isn't this medically impossible? He's betting in $5 that they put a memorial in there for Jimmy. And I'm going to look around when it comes out for Jimmy somewhere.
Hmm. Well, maybe. Could be.
It's possible.
They're making
some out his skull and beat him to death with. Wait, isn't that physically impossible? That's just what Jimmy was saying when she was killing. Isn't this physically impossible?
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, there's some cool stuff on that, man. That looks like a really awesome map. It's going to be fun for Forge, too, because, like, all the vehicles have, you know, different textures and everything. They have the man cannons in there.
Now, I have a question about the man cannons.
I do, too, actually. But go ahead.
Ironically, they said on Bungie.net when they announced the map that you're supposed to be able to use the man cannons kind of like the teleporters in Halo 1.
Yeah.
Are those things on the sides the man cannons? I can't exactly tell what those things are.
See, I'm really confused by that as well.
In one of the pictures, you'll notice that there is a teleporter. I think that was a custom game that they probably took that from, because I really don't think they put in a portal into... Well, I've been playing too much Hat 4 Inch Box. A teleporter on the normal matchmaking map.
Right.
What they do have is that they have like a ramp that leads up into like an open area in each base that has a man cannon like Valhalla. And it shoots you to the center or to the side of the map. And in the center where there's a tunnel now in the center, if I'm right, there are man cannons there that shoot you into the base as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, so
I did see that in the cutout view,
That just might be what they're playing, but if you notice that there's like a tunnel in the center, there's like a man cannon that's pointing at each base, and if I'm correct, it's supposed to shoot you into the base like a quick entrance.
Yeah,
I knew there was a man cannon at the base, but I just didn't see how you would like go around as quickly as you use the teleporters, because those teleporters got you from one base to another with some pretty good cover if you could manage.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
But I mean, they did cut out that center part, thank God. That basically just destroyed the purpose of the op site part. Everybody just runs through the center.
Yeah, I really like the changes they made on this map, really, because, I mean, they brought it to where it's more of a vehicle wide open map, but, you know, where it's just like vehicle pandemonium. But at the same time, there are, you know, a typical Halo way, because, you know, people play Halo and want quick action. You know, they got the man cannons to get you around and everything, which is super cool, you know? Because, I mean, you can... but the thing is, like you were talking about, where there's those mannequins on the side. I'm a bit confused about those because there's those. If you guys remember on the game, there or on the level, of course, there's that one. As you go around the U, there's like this, well before you get to the base, there's this area where you go up this ramp and then you go across this bridge and then there's kind of this big open area above. Well, that goes to teleporters and stuff. Well, that one now has these gigantic man cannons on the side of that. It's also mirrored on the opposite side of the map and I'm just a little confused about that. It's like, is that supposed to take you all the way to the opposite side of the map, like over the center thing? I don't know. It's a little weird.
I'm not sure. I think that would probably shoot you like to the bottom entrance of the base or something. I'm not sure. I'd probably have to look at that map like all over again.
Yeah.
They haven't even given us like a layout of the map yet like they've done with Ghost Town, which again looks like another great map.
Actually, they have. Yeah, it's on Bungie.net, but I mean, still, that's the way that you never know exactly how far the man cannons are going to shoot. So that we're going to have to find out once we get the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's still a little difficult to figure out which way they're pointed to. So, exactly.
Yeah, but I will say that not only is this new map pack, the legendary map pack, going to appease to all the Halo veterans and MLG addicts, such as Anorexic here.
Yeah.
It's probably going to please many Machinima's addicts, such as myself, because these maps look absolutely gorgeous, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They just look gorgeous, and they look like some really good Machinima places to do your stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, talking about Machinima, I'm doing a little Monty Python remake.
You guys get me into that, man, because I love Monty Python.
Yeah, cool, we're gonna do a full movie remake.
The Holy Grail?
Yeah.
I want to be Sir Lancelot.
Nice.
Well, I was waiting for the final map announcement, so I'm going to make a post in the forums.
Good deal.
To get that started off. So, yeah, it's probably going to be at least probably 6 months to a year-long project, but we're going to make it happen.
Man, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be so fun when that actually comes out.
I will stick into it, man.
Good deal.
I'll stick into it. Put me as Lancelot or a guy who gets shot by an arrow who probably
yes. Oh yeah.
Well, let's get through one or two more of these things before we wrap it up here. Anorexic, you want to take the next one, man?
Okay, I'm gonna skip down to Mac315, and he says, "Hey, Podtacular. Mac315 here. I just want to tell y'all about a map me and my good friend Buddha Confucius made on Foundry. It's a zombie game type based off of Dawn of the Dead, and it is much better than all the other zombie games." Wow, that's a huge staple right there.
That is a huge staple because I have played some really good ones, and you're gonna have to impress me here.
Yeah, really. We built a mall, sort of, in the back area and a small town on the outside. In the bright side rooms of the mall, there is an armory of just pistols and a few pieces of equipment. And there's a huge wall separating the mall area from the town. The objective is to work your way across the rooftops to Andy's Gun Shop across town. There you will find a few battle rifles, a sniper, a couple of shotties, and from there you'll need to survive. There is also a garage with a warthog and a mongoose near Andy's as a last-ditch effort to live. I think that it's a very balanced game and one FUMO would like because it is all down to skill and one team doesn't have any clear advantages over the other. The humans are all normal, start with pistols, and there is only one zombie to start. All the zombies are fast, not super fast, and have normal jump. They start with swords, grab hammers, and the grab hammers are needed to open the mall doors, which are crates. The zombies are tough, but they will die very easily with a headshot. This is balanced out, but many of the buildings and cover in the street from the zombies to hide around. I have played this game for hours with 16 people and it was very fun. There were some times when the humans would win, but just as many times the zombies would win. Me and Buddha spent many hours with the balancing issues and I think it is a success. Well, I can't read. The key for the humans is to stay on the roof and the zombies to be stealthy. Check it out on my file share, or his file share, Buddha Confucius, and try it, love it, tell your friends, this game is awesome. Keep on fragging people who speak in fourth person to mix things up.
Fourth person, wow.
Wait, is there a fourth person? Because I know there's a first and a second and third. What happened to which fourth?
Is that like the fourth
dimension?
I don't
know. Maybe. Well, yeah. Telekinesis.
We have,
My alternate self says.
Maybe it's Jedi mind tricks or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Oh, that is my specialty. You'll do what I say.
This isn't the third person you're looking for.
There's still no digital mind tricks. I'm working on it, though. I'm working on it. I tell you, I shall do it a day.
All right, who's next? Wrapping it up. The last few.
We have two very special submissions, both very short. Master Podtech said, "Hey, Podtech, I'm sad to hear what is on the front page. Back to subject, here is my custom. It is on Last Resort called a busy street. It has a sweet sniper spot. This is a video on my file share. The map is on my file share to D/L download. One more thing. I finally found the mysterious Nene. That's a big statement, my friend. His gamer tag is exactly Nay space Nay. So take a look. Keep on fragging manatee builders."
Oh, really? Wow, there's a guy with his gamer tag Nay space Nay?
Yeah, okay. And then right after him, we have a submission from the very mysterious Nay Nay, or Nanius Pincus. "Hey, Podtacular, here is the mysterious Nay Nay, Nanius Pincus. I have been evading you guys for a long time now. Master Podtac finally found me. So here's my custom creation. It is on Sandtrap, and it is called Sleeping Elephant. It has so many explosives on the elephant that it literally floats. What can you do when you go to flip it? It says press RV to flip. Wait, what? How do you do that? Keep on dragging. Well, me?
Keep on dragging me.
I'm going to say that is a very, that is a very bold statement, Master Podtac. But as I say to all stories that I hear on the Bungie forums, video, pick.
Yes, video, or please.
Video, long video.
Doesn't happen unless there's video.
Going to have to go send a message to Nene after this and say, "Are you the elusive Nene?"
Or it didn't happen.
Yep.
So I'm going to think again that this Nene is a fake.
This
is a fake.
Impersonator.
How dare you?
Quite true.
Most likely.
Well,
wrapping things up here. Send your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on Podtacular for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show, which is the next to finale show.
No! It's going on. Yeah. You can call or listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-HALO, H-A-L-O. I'm going to pull a spell check here. 4256. And leave a Halo-related message. We play these back on the final Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show, which I think is next week.
I think, if the order's right.
I'm going to make sure to get a tail in there because I have one amazing one. Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forum. There are a lot of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
Yep.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or the site, contributing to our PayPal to help us out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without any of you.
And check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network. We got the Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB's show, Post Game Report, at talkingaboutgames.com. And another one I want to mention, the Peak Podcast at PIQ Magazine. .com. Captain Crunk's podcast, just recently born, and they have a brand new magazine out that Captain Crunk is the creative director for called Peak Magazine. It's from the popular New Type magazine, the makers of New Type, and which is an anime magazine. This one's branching off into different areas of kind of geek entertainment stuff. Definitely check it out on your newsstands. It's an awesome magazine and a great podcast on peakmagazine.com.
It's always better. Best pirate of all time has moved on to greater things.
Yep. Captain Crunk getting paid to podcast.
Cheers to Captain Crunk.
Yes, indeed.
Here's the scotch gun for you.
Back to scotch.
Yes. I'm too young to drink, and yet I like made up half the story on that thing.
Dude, me too.
All right, well, shout out to Dialpex for starting up the Podtacular season, which is coming up very shortly. That is a award-winning tournament that's coming up at Podtacular, where it lasts for quite a while because there's so many teams involved, and it ends up being stretched into kind of like a sports season. So shout out to him and the guys participating in that. Should be really cool at Podtacular.com. Also want to mention...
Go ahead. Okay. I'd also like to give a shout out to... my Bungie.net group, ODST Recon. It's a great group, just like you guys here at Podtacular. We're about 2,000 strong. And if you want to go check us out, we are over at bungie.net. You can go to the groups tab that's on the front page and type us in, and you can come and join us. We are a great community, and we basically just love playing Halo and any other video game. Also, we do have the world's largest spam thread with 1 million posts.
Whoa.
Wow.
Congratulations, I think.
Yes.
I'd also like to give a shout-out to the guys, part of Team Loving Cuddles, Team LAC for short. All those guys have been there forever. And to anyone participated in seasonal tournaments.
And I've got one, too. Hopefully last one. Shout-out to Lancelot59. He and I are starting the Around the Ring podcast, which is going to be a new segment that's dedicated to the PC side of Podtacular, including Halo PC, Halo CE, and Halo 2 Vista.
Good deal. All right. Also want to mention that Pod TV is coming very shortly to replace the Pod Tiger audio podcast. Those guys, CryptoFlix and Freak in a Box, and the rest of the Pod TV crew, which is getting to be quite an army now, are really putting together some awesome stuff for you guys. And it's along the very similar lines to the way the Pod Tiger audio podcast has been done. So definitely stick around for that, Halo fans, man. You're going to like it. It's really, it's kind of an expansion on the way that we used to do things with the Pod Tiger audio podcast. So, I mean, I really think it's going to be something that's going to be really valuable to you guys. It's going to have a lot of great tips, a lot of great info and map reviews, you know, skulls, campaign tips, you know, multiplayer tips, Tales from the Foxhole in video format, and all stuff that you can submit stuff for the show and to be in it actually in video. So definitely keep an eye on podtacular.com for more info on that coming very soon.
Yeah, when I first heard about that, I thought of like, oh, they're just going to do the audio podcast on Halo 3 as a machinima. That'd be awesome.
I'm telling you, man. I'm really excited about it, about what they have planned and dedication to it. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
It really
is. And Tales of the Foxhole, even better now. We're going to have video.
Can you imagine? I mean, Tales of the Foxhole video, and not just like a custom show like this, but actually a custom show where they're actually going through the map and showing you what it's like. So you can actually get map reviews, unlike some of the cool map reviews going on in the Halo community. I mean, how cool is that? You know, multiplayer tips, campaign tips, skulls, everything.
I'll get freaking a box to make sure it happens.
It's going to be amazing.
Well, Anorexic gets to make no-scope tips videos now.
For those who believe the podcast is dying, it is just beginning.
It really is.
It's getting better, my friend.
It is. It's getting better.
We're getting upgraded. We're getting upgraded, my friend.
We are getting an upgrade, 2.0. In my opinion, as well.
Yeah. Well, until next time, guys. I am Fumo Jive, and you guys, tell them who you are again.
I'm Dust Storm.
I'm Shopping Friendly,
and this is Anorexic Leader.
Thanks so much, guys, for all being on the show. Really appreciate it. And keep on fragging trucks.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Keep on looking for Nene. Hopefully he will make an appearance soon.
There's only one thing left to say.
Rumo, I guess not you.
And was there any more? Did we got them all? Okay. All right, let's wrap it on up. Let's see. Send in your comment. Let me call an edit.
Edit. Cut.
Cut.
Mess it up again, Rumo.
Cut.
You guys don't hear. I usually have, you know, quite a few. It's not always me, but except this time.
Oh, yeah. Lance and I have experienced quite a few of those.
Yeah.
This is my first one. Don't tell me how things roll.
Oh, me too.
My first and my last.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, well, let me try that again. Okay, then, we'll wrapping things up. All right.
I've infected you. I've infected you with the bad function.
You have. God, okay.
We do have technical.
Nice.
It is like a virus.
I cannot talk.
Okay. Here we go.
You've unleashed a deadly virus.
Once you all wake up tomorrow and you have spell check on your forehead.
Aww.
Spell check gets struck once again.
All right. Well, send in your comments, etc. You know, I gotta say, ah, jeez. Look what you did. All right, here we go.
Take number 47.
Take 47. Cut. All right, here we go.
Cut.
Cut, cut.
No, you're doing it all wrong. No, it goes bang, 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 booty, booty, bang.
Stunt double.
Nice. Stunt double.
Gamer Cast.